As one of America's largest financial services companies, Nationwide supports financial professionals with client-friendly resources and innovative solutions to help create greater retirement security for their clients. Nationwide Investment Services Corporation, member FINRA, Columbus, Ohio.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4 times points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
Global business news 24 hours a day at Bloomberg.com, the Radio Plus mobile app, and on your radio. This is a Bloomberg Business Flash.
And I'm Karen Moscow. U.S. stock index futures higher. So is oil. Let's go to the First Word breaking news desk for today's morning call. And here's Bill Maloney. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Karen. Futures are maintaining their gains since the last time we spoke. Dow futures higher by 176 points, S&P's gained 21, and Nasdaq futures rise by 48. The U.S. 10 yield at 1.77%. Main European markets are higher, led by 2% gains in Italy and Spain. And on the U.S. economic front, at 8:30, Chicago Fed, and at 9:45, market U.S. manufacturing PMI, estimate there, 52.5. In other news, CDC says Lumber Liquidators Flooring has increased cancer risk. Shares are down 16% pre-market. And in deal news, food distributor Sysco to buy Brakes Group from Bain for $3.1 billion. Regarding earnings this morning, Allegan EPS beat. And finally, some of your key Wall Street upgrades and downgrades. At Bank of America, Genesee and Wyoming raised to neutral. CSX and Union Pacific raised to buy. Express Scripts cut to sell at Deutsche Bank. Perigo cut to sell at Goldman Sachs. And finally, TripAdvisor and Expedia both cut to sell over at Stifel. Live from the First of Breaking News Desk, I'm Bill Maloney. Karen?
All right, thanks, Bill. And to hear live breaking news over your Bloomberg, type Squawk Go on your terminal. That's S-Q-U-A-W-K Go. And that's a Bloomberg Business Flash. Tom and Mike.
Karen, thanks so much. Curve flattening. We've seen the 210 spread come in nicely this morning, 99.95. A flatter yield curve all in all. That's a distance between the 10-year yield and the 2-year yield. You move the decimal point over 2 places. Doug Kass knows that. Bloomberg Surveillance brought to you by Invesco. Factor-based strategies can help investors focus on high quality, low volatility, and more. Learn more at Invesco.com/high conviction. Douglas Kass with us with Seabreeze as we go through the emotions of being more active in the market. Away from activity, Doug, is a quarterly ballet of financial engineering. It has become canon that you raise your dividend, you deploy cash, you buy back shares, etc. Are you a critic of financial engineering, or is it a good idea that they're moving money back to shareholders?
Well, I disagree with Mario because there ain't many Henry Singletons from Teledyne around anymore. There are a lot of people like Caterpillar that buys the stock at $105 a share. I think they bought 11% of the stock a year and a half ago. I've been short for that period. And the shares have gone from 106 to 61. I think there's the broader issue is that the risks and the unintended consequences of ever lower interest rates are rising. The primary issue is that capital spending has been abandoned in favor of financial engineering. But there are other issues, too. You know, the risk of savings ourselves into a recession is expanding. You know, they call that the paradox of thrift. And when you get low rates like this, people are hoarding cash and reducing their personal consumption expenditures. And finally, as Brad Hinton talked about earlier in an earlier segment, when you have rates so low, with 60% of the world's sovereign yields in negative territory, bank net interest margins and profitability suffer. They become challenged, yeah. And lending is curtailed. So, you know, we're in a tough stew, as James Taylor said in Steamroller. We're in a demolition derby.
Well,
a hefty hunk of steaming junk.
Mike, what we like to do is have the hefty hunk of steaming junk Doug Kass on because he knows his history. Henry Singleton, who you just heard Mr. Cass speak of, is not only one of the heroes of American finance, but a giant of engineering. He was at Annapolis, first in his class, had to leave, went to MIT, reinvented himself, and then did the oddest of things, Mike. He bought shares when the stock was cheap and issued them to the public when the shares were expensive. This is a rare and beautiful thing.
And then when interest rates declined, he issued an enormous amount of bonds in order to buy back stock in the future. Just a brilliant guy. I mean, he became a billionaire when $1 billion really meant something.
What you see today was invented by Mr. Singleton. There was no other way to put it, a Teledyne.
Omega's Lee Cooperman has done a great job. In fact, he's taught courses at Columbia Business School talking about Singleton's allocation of capital strategy. Everyone should get their hands on it. Yeah. By the way, Tom, I notice you don't talk about the Red Sox anymore. You talk about the Dodgers, you talk about the Giants,
talk,
the Mets.
The Pittsburgh Penguins.
Foreshadowing of things to come.
It is.
Well, remember last year, Doug, he said in the beginning of April that the Red Sox were done for the year, and he actually turned out to be right, so he thinks he's a baseball prognosticator now. A lot of people would suggest maybe this year the Red Sox are going to play a little better.
I didn't really.
No Angels
play worse
this year.
No, it's like, Mike, save me here, please. Bowden, could you get my medications, please?
We wandered off the reservation, so let's just ask Doug as you keep an eye out on the National League in particular. Your uncle had sort of a soft spot for the New York National League team, your cousin, and the Los Angeles team. Do you have a view on either one of their performances coming up in 2016?
I think the Dodgers could go undefeated.
It's like the Warriors,
James,
right?
You know, at this concert Saturday night, I know we're running out of time, James Taylor sang Angels of Fenway, and I love the opening line, which is a killer to you, Tom. 86 summers gone by, Bambino put a hex on the bean. We were living on a tear and a sigh in the shadow of the Bronx machine.
Ooh.
That's hateful.
Hateful.
Can our global technical director cut the line right now? Is that feasible?
Did you see the Yankees have by far the highest season ticket price in all of baseball?
Yeah.
And the baseball they're playing does not justify it.
Really. Doug Cash, thank you so much. Greatly appreciated. Seabreeze partners as
we go down and catch some spring training games.
Yeah, we can lead Cass. He can guest host with us for five or 6 days it'll need for us to visit every park.
Yeah, exactly.
I think anybody's listening that could affect that transaction.
Yeah. Our boss is saying, are you out of your mind at this point?
Okay. Futures up 20. Dow futures up 171. It's a very nice correlated screen with one screaming exception, and that is curve flattening. 2-10 spread, 99.7. The difference in yield between the 10-year and the 2-year, 0.997. Points. That's a big deal. Curve flattening is something different this morning. Economic data next. Bloomberg Surveillance.
Coming up, the With All Due Respect highlight brought to you by Land Rover. If it's in your nature to cast off the everyday and seek adventure, the Discovery Sport was built to help your search. Visit LandRoverTriState.com for special offers during the only adventure sales event. Land Rover, above and beyond.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4 times points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
Top Thrill 2 is like no other course. 2 420-foot vertical speedways, 3 launches.
All right, let's talk strategy.
Copy that, driver. Go for maximum acceleration off the start.
Measure that.
You've got a short straightaway to push from 0 to 74 on the first vertical speedway.
And what about the rollback?
Rollback will set you up for an explosive reverse climb 420 feet in the sky so you reach 0 G's in total weightlessness.
420 feet of straight-up speed. Let's get it.
Top Thrill 2, the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch strata coaster. Get your tickets at CedarPoint.com.